Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's already been an eventful week 11 in fantasy football. A big night for Chris Johnson. We haven't said that much this year. A huge outing for Delanie Walker. A career night for Donald Brown. Who had either of them in their starting lineups? 100 yards receiving for Kobe Fleener. Maybe you're already up big in fantasy football. Maybe you're already down big. But there are still 14 games to go in a huge NFL weekend. And I'm here to help you out in this edition of the Fantasy Lowdown presented by Verizon.
It's time to pay close attention to the surging Golden Tate. And it's certainly time for the Seahawks wideout to own a spot in your starting lineup. Tate has three TDs in his last three games, including a 100-yard performance, and he's in position to torch the Vikings secondary. In fact, he'll be helped by the expected presence of Percy Harvin. And if your league counts return yardage, Tate provides even more value. Golden Tate is becoming a favorite target of Russell Wilson, so make sure you take advantage in Week 11. Colin Kaepernick is struggling, and there's little reason to think that will change this Sunday at New Orleans. San Francisco's quarterback has his moments most weeks and is certainly always a threat with his legs, but he's thrown just one touchdown pass in his last three games, has yet to top 200 passing yards in a road game this year, and the Saints have the NFL's third-ranked pass defense. Add it up, your best bet is to sit Kaepernick. Chris Obanaya may be next up in the Browns' backfield and is a sleeper against Cincinnati. His two touchdowns in the passing game account for his production this year, but there isn't much faith in Willis McGahee, so take a chance on Obanaya. Other sleepers for Week 11, Chicago QB Josh McCown. He's shown to be more than capable in place of Jay Cutler and is an option against Baltimore. Arizona wide receiver Andre Roberts is carving out a productive role for the Cardinals. And at tight end, John Carlson. He'll score for the second straight week, this time against Seattle.
So the Pats play on Monday Night Football. Makes it a little tricky for having Shane Vereen in your starting lineup. What if he doesn't play or he's limited? Too late for too many other options. But send me your stardom or sit-em questions, as always, on Twitter at _below. I'll try to get to as many as I can. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.